You know, I wonder which generation right now uses this word more often than the other, the word adulting. Because I know that it's a term that millennials used a lot. I'm not sure if baby boomers even use that word, but it's a term that we use when we're trying to talk about the challenges and difficulties of being an adult. Sometimes it's not just challenges alone, though, because there is a beauty, a freedom, a something that's exciting about growing up and making your own decisions and knowing that no one else is going to tell you anything about the decisions that you're making. So, what is adulting? Before we get into the tips and tricks or hacks of how to adult with a lot more efficiency, let's talk about what is adulting to begin with. So, I'm going to read this definition that I found on the internet, which I think sort of sums it up quite well so that we're all on the same page about what adulting is and what it means. The practice of behaving in a way characteristic of a responsible adult, especially the accomplishment of mundane but necessary tasks. And that's exactly what we're going to be discussing tonight, right? The necessary but mundane tasks that as you grow older, so this is not just a conversation about those two that is dedicated to those who are already adults only, but it's also for those of us who are much younger, so that you can start mentally preparing yourself for a time where your life will begin to become more and more demanding of the things that are mundane and necessary, and demanding for you to do them over a long period of time. One of the things that I truly am a believer in is the fact that if you prepare an individual for something, a challenge, mentally, talk to them about it, prepare them for how difficult it might be when they get there. It causes less anxiety and less depression because the expectation is appropriated. And that's what we're trying to do with those of you who are in high school, those of you who are still in varsity, who feel like you're not necessarily yet an adult, even though there is a level of responsibility that you've taken on in your life. So we're preparing you for the time when this starts to sink in, where you don't need someone to teach you anymore, but you've come to understand, at the very least, you know and understand the basics. So let's talk about, first of all, the five major points that I want to focus on, right? Which is budgeting basics, time management techniques, cooking skills, networking and building relationships, mental health awareness. Those are very important keys to adulting good or adulting well. When you have come to a point in your life where you've learned to manage these things, then you're definitely on your way to being an expert adult or an expert at adulting. So let's start with budgeting. We've had the conversation about budgeting and we've discussed it in more depth. But right now, I want to give you some tips and tricks and just touch on the surface level things that will send you towards the right direction. First of all, I think I'm going to touch briefly on why is it important to budget in the first place, especially when you're a young person. The thing about it, habits, right, is that if you wait until you do them late, then you're going to have a very stressful experience and a very frustrating experience because your life gets more and more complicated and more things get thrown at you the older you get. So if you keep waiting and waiting and waiting before you learn how to budget now, and here's the thing, right? I honestly used to think that budgets are these annoying things that you need to do every month, and that's not the case, as you're about to find out. So first tip I want to give is, you can either use a free Excel sheet to do your actual budget. One thing that used to frustrate me is just how few apps exist out there that do basic budgeting. Most apps are more financial management apps where you can manage your entire expenses and income. But there are very few apps that simply do the simple task of creating a budget. And I recently, just literally just days ago, found this incredible software that is absolutely free. It's called Actual. So you can search for actual budgeting. So by actual, I mean the word, like when you say actually, what I mean is that's how it's spelled, Actual, and then just, after actual put the word budgeting, then you should get the website. Once you get to the website, look for local installation. That's where you're installing it on your device, where it's not going to be accessible on a cloud or stored on a server somewhere. And then there's also a video. Just go actual budgeting tutorial on YouTube. There are videos that teach you how to use it. It is so, so incredible, and it makes things so easy. And here's the beauty of all of this, right? It's the fact that you don't really need to sit every single month and look at your budget. Why? Because most of your things within a budget remain the same. So let me make an example. Say you've left home and you're going to study off in Joburg or in Pretoria, and you're coming from wherever, whatever country or whatever province, right? Once you get there, your parents will be sending you money monthly, and it'll be your responsibility, even though your parents, it is their responsibility to make the money, send it to you, and try to check up on you to make sure that you're spending it the way that they intended you to. But it is your responsibility to make the actual decisions of how you're spending it. So let's say, for example, you buy groceries every month, you pay your rent wherever you're renting, whether it's at in a commune, whether they're renting an apartment for you, or you live at res. You have to make sure that those expenses are paid. Of course, with places like res, parents, it gets taken off of your parents' bank account automatically, whatever the setup may be. But my point is this: some expenses remain consistent, so you don't need to change them every month. Like groceries, for example. You don't buy a different amount of groceries every month. The change is very minuscule. So you need to decide, my groceries are X amount. I want to make sure that I try to keep it within X amount. That's your goal every month. And that's what it's going to stay at. My eating out budget or my fun time budget is this amount. And I want to try and keep it at that amount. That'll remain consistent. As soon as that money finishes, if anybody calls you for a fun time, you just say to them, unfortunately, I'm unable to make it. Right? You don't even need to explain your finances at that point. So first thing I'm going to advise you to do, download a software or use an Excel sheet. In fact, when it comes to Excel, for those of you who prefer Excel, because it's usually you've already got it installed on your computer, but it's somewhat free, considering that you can also use it on your browser, but it's actually not free. Excel is not free. Right. If you're a student, you could get it at a discount, but it's definitely not free. However, you can use it for free on your browser. If you just search for, I think it's called Office 365. You don't need to use Microsoft. Just search for Office 365 and you should be able to access it. But if you go onto the internet and search for free budgeting spreadsheet, there are many of them. In fact, many of the software that are used for budgeting, in the back end, they actually use Excel spreadsheets when you just look at the most distilled versions of them. And then moving on, time management techniques. This is a very big one because not many, many adults actually struggle with this one, the ability to manage their time. The first thing I want to mention is, look, with all of these things that I'm about to discuss right now, there's an app that can help you with all of them. But the one thing I want to stress out is the fact that have your day planned out. And I know this sounds like one is asking for a lot from you, but list a few things that you want to get done before the end of each day. That's how you manage your time. I use a to-do list. There's an app by Microsoft, which is free. Google has one as well. I think it's called Tasks, Google Tasks. And there are many others that are absolutely free that you can use so that you, like, for example, in terms of your groceries, making a grocery list will cut down the amount of time you spend in a store looking for groceries because you know exactly what you're looking for and most likely you know where to find it. So use a to-do list. Moving on to cooking skills. This one, the one big advice that I will give to you is always, always meal prep. As a young person, and even if you've reached the stage of adulting, meal prepping is such an important thing, especially if you're still a bachelor. It's very, very beneficial to meal preps. A lot of them, you can put them in the freezer and they'll last you the whole week, if not half the week. And that way you're saving as well. And if you like eating different meals, then make different meals, but prepare them in advance and just give a little bit of variation to each and every meal. For this one, another tip I'll give is there are apps for it. A lot of them do eventually require you to make a payment. However, you can simply go on to Instagram as well and follow some creators there who do, and YouTube, who do a lot of meal prepping, which is incredible, right? I'll definitely advise that. Networking and building relationships, such an important thing, which we've discussed at length. It's so important. Networking, the simple skill that I will give is whenever you meet someone and you'd like to learn something from them, invite them for coffee and chat with them. Ask them questions that are not selfish. Don't focus on yourself. Tell them, focus on using words like you. So for example, hey, I'd like to go out for a coffee on this day and just find out what are the things and challenges that you face in the industry that you're in, and hopefully I can learn something from it. You see, you focus the conversation on them. I'd like to find out what you do in order to overcome certain challenges. And then write your questions down in preparation for that meeting, things that you would like to know. Maybe even ask them, look, I tried to jot down questions, but I was struggling because I don't understand the industry. Perhaps you can help me by sharing with me things that I'm not aware of. That could be one of your questions as well. Network, network, network. And those people, all you need to do is just buy them a coffee. Sit down and enjoy a conversation with them. Laugh at their jokes. People love telling you stories of where they've been in the past and things like that. And then the last one is mental health awareness. You always need to be taking care of yourself mentally. If you're in varsity and if you're still in high school, always look out for whether you have a counselor or a therapist that is easily accessible and is, you don't need to pay for anything. Always, always, always have friends that you can talk to, friends that actually care about your mental well-being. That's a very, very important one. And try to make sure that there are apps that you can use for free, actually. There's one that I've just forgot the name of the app that comes with most medical aids. I think the application is called Panda, where there are a number of group focused discussions where you can join and have conversations about how you feel with a professional counselor or therapist who will then give you advice. This is incredibly important, right? There's therapy that can happen online these days. And if your parents have a medical aid, ask them if the medical aid covers therapy if you're young. And as you grow older as an adult and you get your own medical aid, find out if that medical aid covers mental health visits, like for example going to a psychologist or a psychiatrist or an occupational therapist. Find out all of those things so as to make sure that you keep a clean or you have a balanced mental wellness, right? And also make sure that you stay away from people who are evidently toxic in your life. Do not have any shred of remorse or mercy for them, especially if they're doing toxic things consistently. It is okay to step away from them. We're going to leave it right there. And I'm going to leave you with this question. Which one of these tips that I've given are you going to start implementing today?